from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, nonprofit founder and top 40 singer-songwriter, Lizzie Sider.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Beata Potter. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, I was just thinking, we have quite an international show for you all today. Our musical guest is from the country of Poland. Our guest is from the country of Florida. And now I'd actually like to take us all to Buenos Aires, and you'll see why in a moment. I just briefly I wanted to tell you that El Teatro Colón de Buenos Aires, the Colón Theater in Buenos Aires, is the largest cultural center in the big city of Buenos Aires in Argentina, And this month, this year, they are celebrating 110 years of its opening. So 110 years ago, they opened this big theater. They call it an emblematic building of the Teatro Colón. They opened this theater with a production of Aida, which is an opera by Giuseppe Verdi. Now, 110 years later, they are doing Aida again to celebrate. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, because Aida is one of the biggest operas out there, certainly one of the best known, but also one of the biggest in that it's got probably the most people on stage and performing. And the music is so grandiose, and there's a lot going on, and so anytime they do it, it's a big deal. Well, the title role is the woman Aida. It's so much about her. And I am happy to say that I am friends with one of the leading Aidas of the world at the moment. And it is so wonderful to see her career and how she and her career has blossomed and her audiences have grown. And she has sung in some of the major opera houses in the world. And she has sung this role, Aida. And now she was the Aida chosen for the 110th anniversary of El Teatro Colón de Buenos Aires. Now, you'll see why I'm telling you this. Let me just tell you really quickly a couple of the things that have been said about this singer, my friend, LaTanya Moore. So, L'Ape Musicale, which is a cultural magazine, wrote an article and critiqued her, and they said LaTanya Moore was a luxurious star as Aida, of considerable power, homogeneity of registers, beautiful color, and interpretive subtlety. She conquered the opera from the beginning to the end. And then in another magazine article that was written about her, it's called Página 12, page 12 is what the magazine is called. It wrote, among the singers, the soprano LaTanya Moore stood out above the rest with a powerful voice and rich nuances. So here is why I'm sharing this, and why I'm sharing it today on the day that we've titled our show, Nobody Has the Power to Ruin Your Day. On Facebook, my friend LaTanya Moore, one of the world's leading Aidas, singing right now in Buenos Aires for this 110-year anniversary, on Facebook, just a couple days ago, she wrote this. Here in Buenos Aires, I've been warmly welcomed by so many and brutally criticized by so many others. There are people who believe a man could never love my body, declaring me undesirable in romantic operatic roles. After reading a long public discussion of the highest level of fat shaming that has ever been directed toward me, I need everyone to know something. And then she writes in big capital letters, "This fat body will continue to give you all the love it possibly can, every single inch of it. And even if you don't like it, I'm going to give it to you anyway, because that is what I was born to do. With love, LaTanya Moore." We'll be right back with the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leisure, and it's Mark. It goes on.
How do you, how better can you diffuse that kind of energy? What a powerful response.
Brilliant.
And I think, you know, this is such a powerful show. Both of our guests, and the topic just is endless, because I believe that everybody, to some level or another, has experienced being on the wrong side of that equation.
Absolutely. Actually, that's a key point. Everybody. Hmm. Yeah, in some level or in some form or other. So thank you for that. And let's actually continue this conversation with our guest. So the show is called Nobody Has the Power to Ruin Your Day. Our guest, amongst many other things which we'll get to talk about, is the founder of the bully prevention nonprofit organization called Nobody Has the Power to Ruin Your Day. Lizzie Sider, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Filippo.
And thank you for giving, after the monologue, for giving LaTanya Moore a 2 thumbs up.
Oh, I would have given her 4. That's an absolutely remarkable story. There's such a theme for tonight, and that theme is power in loving yourself and power in radiating that out and inspiring others through that. That's an incredible story.
So I might have to connect the two of you on Facebook. In the meantime, we're here connected thanks to our friend Tess Cacciatore, and we're grateful to talk about power. We're grateful for that. You have quite an interesting road to this organization of yours. And actually, this road isn't that long. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You just turned out of your, can we say this?
You
out of
did.
Your teens?
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm officially a 20-something. So
actually, you're officially just 20.
Right. So next year you'll be 20-something. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And Tess is absolutely phenomenal. I love you, Tess. Thank you for connecting us. I've known Tess for, gosh, it's got to be somewhere around 4 to 5 years now, and she's just been a mentor in my life and absolutely fantastic.
Well, and interestingly, you have been mentoring children along the way and over this bullying prevention. But let's start all the way back, 4, 5, 6 years old when you got the bug to perform.
Yes, I saw my very first musical when I was 5 years old at this darling little theater called the Jackson Hole Playhouse in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I've been going there with my parents every summer of my life. And so it's a wonderful place for me. And so I was 5 years old, and I just remember seeing these people up on stage. And my gosh, I want to do what they do, and I want to be just like them. So the next year, I was in my very first play.
Aww.
And I had my own solo, and it was a really big deal. And then I kept doing musical theater from then. I started singing and playing piano. I taught myself how to play the guitar then at the age of 9. I started singing national anthems for major league sporting teams at the age of 9. My first being, well, besides the Jackson Hole Rodeo, of course, being...
I was thinking.
Of course.
I hope she's not going to leave that out.
Of course. Fenway Park in Boston, which was wonderful. And I was 13 when I first took my career professionally to Nashville. And I was fortunate to work with some great songwriters and producers, including people like Liz Rose and Jamie O'Neill. And they taught me so much and was networking through that.
Is that when you recorded Butterfly officially?
Yes.
And then is that like a year later, actually, it went to the top 40, right? It was on the charts.
So I had co-written the song called Butterfly that was about my personal experiences being bullied, which we'll get to.
Yes,
and it's a wonderful universal message about how we're all beautiful and different and unique. And it did land in the top 40 on the Nashville country charts.
That and on Entertainment Tonight and the Queen Latifah show and a bunch of other things. Well, let's just talk about that. What was that like?
It was so fun. You know, for me being, 15 years old for the first time performing on the Universal backlot, for goodness sake, on a show like Hallmark's Home and Family, and then going to this giant soundstage and being right next to Queen Latifah and, playing my song with my band and having her bopping around and enjoying, and the support from the crowd was really incredible. And it's been amazing to reach so many people with music. That's why I find it's such a gift, because through something I'm passionate about, I'm able to, humbly share that and inspire others as well.
Nice. And actually, your music has also gone on to be in movies, right?
Yes, a song of mine called Summer Love Song opened a Hallmark Channel original movie in 2016 called A Time to Dance.
You are just all over it. This is so exciting.
Thank you.
And so in this, and you also worked with Peter Paul and Mary's Peter Yarrow.
Can we just talk about what a special human Peter Yarrow is? I sang on stage with him for about half of his show. And
did you sing that song, the one that he wrote about bullying?
He sang that song.
He sang it. Oh, okay.
But
we
sang together Blown in the Wind, 500 Miles.
No.
Yes, Puff the Magic Dragon. I mean, all of them. It was wonderful.
Really?
How fun.
Yes, it was fantastic. He's so cute. He's just a darling human.
Okay, so okay, now I'm totally off track, because you were going to say something about how darling he is. So,
well, I did, but bullying, right? Is that why?
Is that what we're talking about?
Is that why
about?
We're here?
No. I'm on track.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
Oh gosh.
So all along, you're having this wonderful life. Everybody's looking at you, going, she's the one on TV. Da da da. And all this time, you're being bullied.
Yes, I was bullied when I was in elementary school, and it was a very, very hard time for me from about even as early as kindergarten through about fourth or fifth grade. I would come home just crying every day from school. My confidence levels would just fall to the floor. And it was funny because I was always nice to everybody else. I was always this happy kid. But for some reason, I was just the one who happened to be at the center of the bullying. And my school, that's the other thing, was a phenomenal school. I mean, I still remember it so fondly, and I loved my days there. It's just the same group of girls over and over again would tease me and ridicule me.
Do you remember what about?
Yeah, well, one of my specific things that I remember would happen all the time, I would be on the playground, for example, and I would be singing to myself, and these girls would come up to me and say, hey, Lizzie, can you sing a song for us? And of course, I wanted to believe that they had changed and they'd be different and supportive, and I would sing for them, and that they'd, call me names and run away, and I wasn't allowed to sit with them at lunch. And even though I had my friends, it was very different. That was a wonderful support group to have, and I was always best friends with my parents. But to be constantly knocked down, another situation I remember when I sang the national anthem at Fenway Park, I was so excited, and that was a huge deal. And I remember coming back from Boston and my principal saying, hey, we'd love to play this video for the entire school. And I said, no, you can't do that, because they're all going to laugh at me, and it's going to make everything horrible. But I agreed, and he played the video, and I was proud of myself. However, I remember just slouching in my seat and sinking down, just knowing what was going to come. And I talked to my parents and my friends, and I realized eventually, when my dad told me walking out the door one day, he said, I want you to remember that nobody has the power to ruin your day.
Mm.
And, you know, I have these conversations with him now. Mm. And he says, you know, when your child is going to school crying every day, mm. what are you supposed to do? As a parent, you feel at a loss.
Yeah.
And so he lucked out with those words. And I discussed that with my parents. And eventually I learned that, you know what? There are always going to be people who are going to be bullies in life, just like that beautiful story that you told earlier. And it's up to us sometimes to just, you know, put up our brick wall and make sure that we know that we are strong and who we are as a person, and that nobody else can change that no matter what they say or do.
That's a beautiful thing to understand. And actually, what you've come to understand is why bullies bully, or and we'll talk about that when we come back. Wow, great conversation, and what a great person to be having it with. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll be back with more Lizzie Sider and conversation on bully prevention, and a little later on, live music here in the studio with Beata Pater, all on the Life Changes show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Lizzie Sider. We're talking about bullying. And actually, just as we were coming out of that break, Lizzie, you were saying something that you do during the assemblies. We'll talk more about the assemblies later, but could you just repeat what you just said?
Absolutely. So there's a part in my assembly when I talk to elementary and middle school students and sing for them. I ask them all to close their eyes, and this is really, really effective, especially with the younger kids. I ask them to close their eyes and raise their hand if they've ever been bullied. I also ask the teachers and the faculty, everybody in the room, and of course, you know, all these hands go up. Mm. And then these kids, they open their eyes, and there's an audible gasp throughout the entire room. Mm. It can be anywhere from 300 to 800 kids, 1,000 kids in one particular space. And it just gives the beautiful realization that we are not all alone, along with the fact that it is true that almost all of us have experienced bullying at some level, and we do know what that feels like.
And some of us experience bullying and bully without even knowing that we're doing it,
mm-hmm.
or it's our way of trying to get over that we bullied or something.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think there's something there you want to say about that.
No, I definitely do. A very special part of my assembly is And it's very important to me to be able to be interactive with these kids. And, you know, it's about a half hour, 40-minute assembly where I go into these schools and I, like I said, I sing for them. It's very interactive. And there's this part where I ask them, why do you think people bully? And I take a microphone around and I ask these kids. And I've been all over the country, not just to, you know, well-to-do areas or middle-class areas. I've also been to places that really do feel like you are in a third world country in our very own United States. And it's wonderful because no matter where I am, the answers are always the same. Why do people bully? Well, the kids come up with because they have been bullied before, because of jealousy, because they think it's cool or powerful, because they're insecure about themselves, or because of problems at home. It's the same five answers all over the place. And it's amazing how I do believe that just as we have probably all been bullied, I think that we've all said something unkind as well. I think in our own way, so many of us have also been bullies. And one of the most powerful things is to be able to recognize why this might be going on and try to find a solution for that that isn't violent, that is, you know, talking to somebody you trust or getting it out as I did through songwriting. And I know that we were talking about that I have become friends with one of the girls who bullied me the most. And she told me, you know, Lizzie, I'm so sorry that I did this to you throughout elementary school. I was having a really rough time and I was insecure and I just took it out on you and I hope you can forgive me.
And I yes, we were talking about that. And I'm glad you said it on the show so that people listening and people might share this with their kids. Mm-hmm. You may end up actually this happens I've heard this with boys a lot where they like actually literally fight on the playground and then they end up becoming best friends or something like that. So it happens.
Yes.
And so knowing that is a possibility, it might not hurt as much while the situation is being fixed.
Right. And something I tell the kids, too, is just because a person may be a bully, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. Mm. They're just making some wrong choices right now.
Nice.
And I know from experience because this girl, you know, we've become great friends with each other and we've definitely moved on past that.
Wow. All right, so you were bullied. A lot of people are obviously everybody
yes.
has been bullied, but not everybody goes and starts a foundation. And you're busy having a career as a singer and all of that. So what led to I got to do this?
Well, I had went to Nashville and started singing and songwriting professionally, and I had written my song Butterfly, which is again just that universal message of being yourself and not being afraid of that. And there was a movie that came out called Bully. It was a documentary. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it was in major theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a documentary that followed the stories of about 8 to 10 kids, middle and high school, who were going through bullying in real time. They showed footage on the school bus. They talked to these kids' parents and these kids themselves. And unfortunately, some of the kids did not make it by the end of the film, but a lot of them did.
You mean?
I mean, they took their own lives
or
something happened to
them.
And it was a very powerful movie, one that you just, you know, weep in the theater at the end of it. And I saw that movie with my parents and I have to do something. A few months later, I was invited to an anti-bullying rally on the steps of the Texas Capitol in Austin. And I met the father of one of those kids who did not make it.
Oh, wow.
And his name is David Long, and he's a phenomenal person, so strong. And there was something about hugging him and feeling his spirit and feeling Tyler's as well. And that was just the last click. You know, I have to use my background because in a more mild sense, of course, I know what this feels like, of course, than in Tyler's case. But I decided to put together an assembly that would be fun for elementary and middle school students to talk about bullying, share my personal story, but also share positivity and encouragement and really attack all sides. You know, talk to the victim, talk to the bully, and talk to the bystander. And so through this time...
Oh, that's interesting. Talk to the bystander.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because there's so much power there. You know, we see so many things happening day to day, even in our adult lives, that we might feel that we should say something, but we don't. And in the instance of bullying for kids, that exists all over the place. So up to this point, I've been to about 400 schools all around the country, talking to kids and sharing my assembly and sharing my story. And it's been an incredible experience. And I've met so many wonderful people. And as we were talking about before, so much of what I have learned has really been from the kids.
And so much of what you have learned, you have now also put into a program that can be downloaded or schools can take on and do on their own. Is
yes.
that correct?
So I wanted to reach as many people as I possibly could.
Because you had already reached how many kids?
About 250,000 students around the country.
That's
over
like
400 schools.
You in front of them.
Yes, me in front of them. Yeah. There was a time when I was going on the road with my parents in a black Suburban packed to the hilt, staying in a different hotel every night, you know, 5 days a week,
More power
three
to
five assemblies
too.
A day. They're amazing, yeah. And they are so supportive, and I love them so much. Today is actually their anniversary.
Ah, well, let's give them a shout
23
out.
23 years. Happy anniversary, guys. I love you. Thank you for raising me and doing
guys.
A great job.
How about mom and dad?
Happy anniversary,
mom and
guys.
Dad, yes. Oh, goodness. No, so
mommy and daddy. Happy anniversary, guys.
I already talked to them today. Maybe that's why it feels like that.
It's enough. I already said it to them.
But so I wanted to reach as many kids as possible. And so I created this video version of my live assembly, which is, again, tailored for elementary and middle school students. And it's right there. It's me talking right to the kids. And It's basically the same thing as my live assembly, and then I also throw in there a booklet of discussion questions for the classroom that I wrote for the teachers to use, and then some fun certificates of completion, because certificates Aww. Are the coolest thing, especially for kids, and some wristbands that say nobody has the power to ruin your day, and that's all together in a package that schools or administrators can go to my website, nobodyhasthepowertoruinyourday.org. It's all for free. They can send us a request form to get the package, and we'll be back to them within a couple of days with an initial email, and then we'll send it on from there. But that's in about 7,000 schools representing 5 million students worldwide.
Wow. Wow.
Fabulous.
That's
Thank you.
That's amazing. Well, I'm thinking, so you were doing that, so you're doing the singing, and then you're doing the presentation at the schools, and you still are, actually.
Yes.
And now you've got this presentation that goes out to schools that they could do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, what is next for you? President of the United States?
You know, it's actually, I have to share this, a very funny story. My friends took a photo with their iPhone of a photo of me that I had taken on Capitol Hill when I was meeting with education organizations, and they said, I'm with her. It's a funny story that was totally separate. So maybe, who knows? No, but for now, I'm actually working on developing a Spanish version of my song Butterfly.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, well, because I'd love to reach more audiences and hopefully in other languages as well to be developed. A new video package, hopefully, in that direction. I'm also going to be coming out with some new music and just continuing to tour. And October is anti-bullying month, so going to be a lot of fun things happening then.
Awesome. Well, actually, speaking of touring, we're so glad that we were able to connect at this time, because you still live in Florida, even though you're all over the place, right?
Yes, I do.
at least you're all over the place physically doing all of these wonderful things. And by the way, again, like Lizzie said, nobodyhasthepowertoruinyourday.org is where you could go to learn more about her, but also educators could go and contact you and get the program, like you said. But other people could also help by either donating funds or time or ideas or connect with you for other reasons.
Yes, wonderful. Nobody has the power to ruin your day.org, and then also LizzieSider.com.
Right, for your music and all, right?
Yes, and it's all interconnected, so there's a bunch of fun stuff to find everywhere.
Right, Lizzie Sider, and Lizzie is Lizzie Sider, Sider.com. And for her presidential campaign, it's going to be no one has the power to ruin our country.org. So, and we'll be back. Yeah. We'll be back with more of Lissy Cider. And we're also going to have our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, in here with an Ask Dorothy. And right after that, live music in the studio with our musical guest, Beata Pater. All on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Lissy Cider. And Lissy, actually, our show, and as well as all your information, it's all on the internet, right? And talk about internet, cyberbullying is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Which didn't exist years ago, obviously.
You know, it's so funny. When I was in elementary school being bullied, it really was just face to face. And then as I got a little bit older and started coming out of it, I started witnessing it. But it's incredible how, you know, the power, you look at a cell phone, it can literally be a tool and it can literally be a weapon as well.
Yeah.
Just because we're behind a screen, that doesn't give us any more power. And that doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it anonymous.
And as bad as face-to-face is, and it is,
and
it could be one person, and this on the internet, it could be millions.
It could. And you could feel like the world is coming down on you, you know, all at once.
So what advice do you have for people that encounter that?
I think it's really important for just to monitor and to make sure that you keep tabs on what's going on, to keep a record of everything. But also, you know, it's so important to be safe on social media and be responsible with what we do. You know, it's so easy to make a comment that is rude, or it's so easy to do that in our own brains maybe. But when we are talking outwardly to other people, you know, let's spread kindness, let's spread support. Let's remember, you know, that life exists outside of our phone, that our beauty and our self-worth does not rely on the number of likes we get or the comments on a particular picture. It resides within us. And just to make sure that we look out for each other in the cyberspace as well, not just in person.
Wow. Thank you for that. There was something else you wanted to add?
I was just thinking also that, you know, a very quick side note is that just like there are courses for sexual education and for driver's ed, you know, shouldn't there be a course for social media? Shouldn't we all practice safe social media usage?
Yeah, I think many people should have their license taken away.
Their
social media license.
Social media license?
Yeah. Wow. Wait. okay.
Okay, that works.
I'm thinking maybe there could be like a test, like to get the driver's license.
That's
could be a,
where I was going.
This is how we use. Yeah. So interesting. There's something there to explore. In the meantime, though, there's something there for you to explore, I think, on your spare time.
Yes, on all of my spare
which you
time.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
I will add it to my list. Absolutely. I would love to be an advocate for that.
And you're already doing so much with the songs that you sing and the words that are in your songs. Because not coincidentally, a lot of your songs, especially that you were writing when you were a kid, were about this, right?
Yes.
What was that title of one of them that just like got to my heart? Something about I Need a Friend or something?
Oh, you know, so it's interesting. When I look back at it, so I'm very old-fashioned and I love paper and stationery. I still write letters to people. Can you believe that? Wow. I keep a book of
No wonder you got excited
songs.
About my fountain pen.
Your fountain pen is fantastic. But I was looking back at all these songs that I was writing when I was 8 or 9 years old, and they're all talking about how I need a friend and this kind of loss that I felt just from the bullying that I experienced, which is a very interesting concept, that even though a friend of mine said it beautifully one time, she's an older woman, and she said, kids don't just, you know, adults and family, we can love somebody and we can love our kids to the ends of the earth. But what they really want is the approval from their peers. And so that can be, my friend Christina Lerner told me that. And it was very interesting because, you know, to look at it from that perspective, when I go out and talk to these kids in schools, they get so excited about supporting each other. They get so excited about the opportunity to then say and message me online and say, hey, so the bullying culture has decreased in my school, or I stood up for somebody because I decided to turn the tables and be brave. And that's so important that we create that culture with our kids.
Yes, and we're excited that we supported each other here today. Thank you so much for being with us, Lizzie.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
What a pleasure. Lizzie Sider at LizzieSider.com and NobodyHasThePowerToRuinYourDay.org. And Mark, I believe we have a shout out.
We do have a shout out to our good mutual friend, Tess Cacciatore of the Global Women's Empowerment Network, which utilizes the power of media and technology to allow for people to share their stories and transform lives through live stream events, online curriculum, and in-person workshops. Gwen offers a safe place for people from all cultures and ages to reveal their story so that the healing can begin. Led by women and joined by men. Visit Gwen.live, G-W-E-N.live.
And now for our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Regina and I am from Germany. I took your workshop years ago and you brought so much truth and wisdom to me. I've been doing very well until recently. I've tried to distance myself from the mainstream media, but there is so much craziness going on all around me, and now I'm smoking way too much marijuana. I know that I am attempting to numb myself out, as you shared with us about what you once did. How can I stop doing this? I know that it is not in my highest and best good to use marijuana as a numbing agent, so what can I do?
My dear Regina, thank you for reaching out to me. I totally understand what you're feeling. However, as tough as things are with you now, this is only temporary. You are strong and powerful, and it's time to reclaim your goddess energy. Let's ask yourself what it is you're afraid of. I know that what is happening right now is only temporary because I know that everything is temporary. Years ago, I did numb myself out with alcohol, and I finally discovered that it could never be enough. So I asked what it was that I was afraid of and realized that fear does not serve me. My guides told me that I have two choices, and that they are love versus fear. Fear is not an elegant choice, and the more we focus on it, the more we create things to be afraid of. Once I chose to love whatever was happening and ask for the gift of the experience, the sooner I was able to step into loving the future. We are all the co-creators of our future, and unfortunately, most of us have been co-creating from a place of fear. Once we choose to bless whatever is going on in our lives, and once we expect things to improve, they do. I no longer live in fear, nor do I need to numb myself out at all. It is not always easy due to the silly things that are happening, and yet I choose to believe that they're happening to test my ability to consciously co-create a better world. I ask you to join me in doing this.
Thank you. And if any of you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Beata Pater, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Lizzie Sider, here on the Life Changes Show. And joining us in the studio is world-renowned jazz vocalist Beata Pater. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome myself.
It's really wonderful to have you. I know you just got back from performing in Japan, and now you're going to be leaving very shortly to be performing in your native Poland.
That's right. They're going to be actually there in 1 month. So looking forward to.
Well, for those who haven't heard you since you were, well, you've been there many times since, but when you were, I think, 14 or 15, you were doing, was it funk rock or something? What was a funk rock jazz band?
Yes, that was something like that. We tried to, you know, put all the different styles together, but that was very, very unique band because we were all young, and we kind of surprised many musicians, and we had some concerts and festivals, and but after that, you know, I left Poland, and the bass player stayed in Poland, the drummer went to France, and we kind of changed our roads.
Well, and you went on to become primarily a jazz and R&B vocalist. And so, for example, All About Jazz said that your music pushes the envelope of vocal jazz and R&B. And the Critical Jazz website says Beata Pater gets 4.5 stars. The future of vocal jazz is in good hands. So, yes, congratulations. Well, for that matter, actually, your CD, talking about getting stars, your CD, Fire Dance, the one of many, but the last one that came out,
yes.
That got recently something. What was it? Besides, it's playing all over the world on jazz radio.
Yes, and Downbeat gave me 4 stars.
On Downbeat, right.
Which was very nice.
Got 4 stars.
I'm very happy about it. Although, I need those 5 stars.
Well, we'll go for 5 stars today. Well, actually, this is very special because, as is also said about you, there are singers and then there are musicians whose instrument is their voice. And mm-hmm. So today, in an interesting way, you're going to be singing without words.
That's right. This time, actually, without words,
maybe a word will come out by accident.
By accident, you know. No, actually, the two new songs wrote 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Just so, for this show,
just
I
for
understand.
This show, yes,
this is
exactly
exciting. Like,
that's exactly it. So I'm still in the middle of finishing this project. So it's kind of almost like a demo kind of style. Well, let's see what's going to happen. You know, you never know.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And do they have? They're so fresh. Do they have names yet?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the first
still
one?
Very fresh names.
Fresh names. Okay.
First titles.
Could be changed, but yeah, okay, for the moment.
Yeah, on the way on the way to L.A.
The first one's on the way to L.A.?
Yes.
On the way to L.A., yeah. Okay.
And the second one, I Wonder.
Just that, I Wonder?
Yes, I Wonder.
Oh, okay. All right, so, well, I guess the names are pretty self-explanatory.
Well, let's see what's going to happen with some kind of words in the future.
Well, all right then. Well, here is Beata Pater performing live on the Life Changes show. Songs that she's written for the show. The first one being On the Way to L.A. here at Studio Noho. Beata Pater. Oh my God, that's wow. God, what's the face for? It was awesome. Thank you so much. Wow. So Beata Pater, it's Beata, B-E-A-T-A, Pater, P-A-T-E-R.com, BeataPater.com. Wow. What do you, I've never experienced this, how, you know, actually being next to somebody while they're doing this. What are you, I watched you dance. I mean, you're so intense. What are you thinking? Are you thinking you're like a trumpet or a, what are you thinking? Because you sound like an instrument.
Well, you know, I am violinist, right?
Classical, I didn't know this.
Violinist. So,
oh, okay.
So maybe this is something between playing violin and actually trumpet. Definitely some kind of horns. You know, I would just aim towards trumpet. You know,
yeah.
This is very close to violin also. What? You know, in the kind of attacking the note and the sound and the registers, you know, I feel that is something between, and you know, just phrasing, I think it's also more like a towards violin. So bad that I didn't bring my violin, because that could be together with the violin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that, Aaron.
Oh, really? Oh, it's being created as we're talking.
Yes, that's right.
Well, okay. Exciting. Okay. Well, let me see. I have a violin in the car. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you really? Seriously? Let's do it.
Actually, when I was a kid, I played it and it sounded terrible, so I stopped playing it. I don't know what was wrong with that violin. It sounded terrible. So, in any event, so we have another song, and do you want to say any? This one's called "I Wonder," but do you want to say anything about it?
No, I just wonder how it's gonna be.
You know, it's interesting. I know you were in Japan recently, but you went to Japan because you thought it would be a good environment for experimentation and being adventurous and exploration. Did you find it to be that?
No, actually not.
Really?
Not at all. I just went to totally straight ahead jazz, and I was singing standards, and there was the end of any experiment. So I think that actually coming to United States, I lived in Japan for 10 years. So,
oh, okay.
So there was not really much towards that direction. Maybe just a few episodes in my life in Japan that I was doing more like a pop music, maybe for movies, you know, connection kind of between those two, and I did something different, but rather than that I was doing all jazz, trios, quartets, depending of the, you know.
So you decided to use the Life Changes show for experimentation, and we are happy about that. Thank you very much. This is wonderful. And I, you know, we were introduced by our mutual friend, Piotr Yandua Hudson.
That's exactly. Piotr, kisses.
Right. Well, actually, I was going to say to you, I get to hear him speak Polish every once in a while. We're so close that he thinks that I'm Polish, too, and sometimes he'll just talk to me in Polish, even though I don't understand a word.
And he's supposed to call, right?
Except Cześć. No, but I was thinking it'd be beautiful to hear you say just a line or two in Polish. Maybe to him.
Piotrusiu, kocham ciebie bardzo.
Yeah, what was that? Call, get me out of here?
No, not at all. Piotrusiu, I love you so much.
Oh, okay. Well, so Beata, here, you ready for?
Yes, might as well.
Okay, you're wonderful. All right, here is Beata Pater performing live a song she's written for the Life Changes show called I Wonder, here in Studio NoHo.
Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep. Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep me, man. Well, I love to keep. So don't look for finding joy. What about the pain of love? The pain of been alone,
you've ever been. Some of the beginning blue, one of the beginning alone. Live ever alone, live ever alone, live alone, live alone, do
smooth. Thank you, Beata Pater.
Thank you so much.
BeataPater.com. Actually, there you could also get many CDs. How many, actually?
How many? Six.
You have six CDs out.
Mm-hmm.
And these songs might actually be on a new CD, which you're working on.
Probably. That's what's going to happen. Yes.
Well,
I
you heard it here first. You heard it here first. And truly in an international language that everybody could understand. It's everybody's language.
That's right.
Music. Thank you so
thank
much,
Thank you so
Beata.
Much, and
what
thank you for having me. And, well, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Beata Pater. And thank you so much, Lizzie Sider.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful and magnificent listening to the beautiful creations by Beata.
And that's our show. First of all, let's start off by thanking Mr. Brent Hahn here at Studio Noho for making making us sound so great. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.